Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Speak to Nicholas. This is Michael.
Yeah, is this Michael? Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm just headed home. I actually just got off the train, so I'm walking home now, actually. So I'm glad you called, so I can talk.
All right.
So
I got
your
message conveyed
go ahead.
To me by Ken. And regarding your information for the source that you want to proceed with.
So that sounds good.
I'm curious regarding that.
Yeah, so I emailed Ken, actually. Well, I think what happened is you called me, but I don't get cell phone signal at work just because I'm kind of in the middle of this old brick building, and it just doesn't get – the signal isn't very good in there. And a lot of the old buildings in Manhattan are like that. You know, they're concrete or brick, so the signal just doesn't go through very well.
That happens to be something.
Where are you located, by the way?
We are based in L.A., sir. We have three offices. Right now, I am in L.A. We have an office in New York and one in Dallas, Texas.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, so you probably know New York a bit since you have an office here.
I'm going through the So the thing is,
cool.
You want to have some tips regarding what the articles will be featured about. As mentioned to you previously, this will be based upon your page. We are creating an artist page, so it will be available, right? And the content will be actually focusing on that.
So in other words, so the page that you're making for me for Wikipedia, the one that you've already sent me, the one that I looked at, that's essentially what's also going to go into Spin. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because the outline we are creating this, consider this as a personal page, right? It's an artist page, but obviously we are using your stage that is Grey Wolf. So articles will be solely about you. Some of the information that you want to have about your latest album review, or like give some big information about the album, that will be covered.
Great. Okay, so yeah, I've actually written a fair amount about the record already just because I've given it to other, you know, some of the other blogs and things that have covered me have asked me to write about the album and sort of send it to them.
If you want to include or not, that is your option there.
Okay, yeah, so that sounds great.
It's still about the art itself.
Gotcha. So yeah, just to be clear, so the Wikipedia page is not on me, Nicholas Long, it's on Wave Wolf, correct?
Yes, Wave
Wolf. Okay. So I know that sometimes when I...
will be utilized, you are Wave Wolf. Your information will be generated as well. Of course, the focus is for the artist name and work, and the author should be focusing on that.
Gotcha. Okay, yes, so it'll say sort of Wave Wolf, also known as Nicholas Long, or Nicholas Long is the founder of Wave Wolf, or something like that. Okay, that makes sense. And so there'll be sort of like a feature about me as an artist, my background, my biography, that kind of stuff. But then there'll also be something about maybe a little bit about each of the albums. And maybe I'd like to have maybe the most about the newest album because that's the one that just came out.
Latest, because that will increase your viewership as well.
Yeah, you're saying that will increase my notoriety.
Yes. Because the article itself, the source is notable, the content will be non-promotional. That source will be considered a notable article.
Okay. So sounds good. So I'll send you some more information. I mean, I've written like some sort of, like I wrote like an about that I sent to my other publicist.
And like, proceed, you know, as soon as we proceed this, we will send out a briefing to you, right? The same way we place the order Wikipedia page, but it will be different. And which the focus of the article, what information that you want to add onto it, any outline you have in your mind that you want to do. But of course, the content when created will be based upon the requirements of Wikipedia, right? But we will try to
get
your feedback onto it as well. But in a manner that is acceptable.
that makes sense. Yeah. So you're trying to follow the guidelines. I understand that Wikipedia. I was reading a little bit about Wikipedia today and the guidelines and sort of how it works. And my concern was is that, you know, it seemed like that from what I was reading about Wikipedia is that some people get articles put up, but they end up getting deleted because, I guess because maybe either, you know, the tone is not neutral.
Let me give you the information as a theory. Like, if we try to make your Torah page with publication and the source that you have, it can go live, right? But it can be taken down as well. Because the information is not up to the mark.
Gotcha. Because the sources they're not notable enough.
Yes. And as per our experience, we only recommend sources that are accepted, right? So make sure that your old information, because obviously if you do this as a job, you get to know certain elements of the process. And,
sure, of course, right.
Yeah, so we know what we are heading to, and by looking at your profile, you can achieve this. It's just that you need to create some online significance and references for yourself.
Yeah. So you think the spin article and the other two from the list you gave me will be enough to be... I'll be fine
That's
with that,
minimum,
is what you're
man.
Saying.
That's like minimum we can go with. But of course, gave you the other option that you are on a limited budget, so we're working as per your budget. But if you have more, we can create more sources. Of course, you said that you can't go...
$1,000 is going to be my limit,
budget.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
just because I've already spent a lot of money.
Let us start this, and you know, of course, we can work on this and get you the maximum, you can say, output from this.
Okay. Do you think, though, what I'm asking, though, is with the spin article and the two other articles from those other sources you sent or can send?
It will be shared source, It will be strict about news industry, but of course, they are not as notable as spin, but they can get you some coverage.
Okay. Well, so my question is do you think that, I mean, what are the chances of my article getting taken down, though, using those three sources, spin and the other two?
Chances will drop down there because right now it's about 50-50.
Yeah.
But by hitting this, it will go around 90%.
Okay. So it still could get taken down.
Of course. It won't. Normally, they will just notify. If they require anything, they will notify us. They won't page down.
So they'll if they're going to take the page down, they'll notify you, and then you could notify me that
they
I need something else.
They actually reach out, and they mention this is the requirement. If any certain changes needs to be done, ask for any new sources coming out, you know, editing onto a profile. If nobody responds to that, then they take down the profile.
Gotcha. But as long as you respond and you put a source or a citation where they ask, they won't take it down, is what you're saying.
Of course, told me you're getting coverage coming. So obviously you'll be getting more sources coming into the future. So those or anything you're getting messages coming out for that even?
Well, I'm also thinking if I get a feature in Spin, I mean, Spin's a pretty big magazine. You know, I feel like that other magazines might pick me up, too. I mean, I hope that's what happens, you know what I'm saying? Because they see something in Spin, like maybe Pitchfork wants to, or maybe, like, you know, other.
You get more chances of being featured on other ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm hoping that that's the case. I mean, that's why I want to go with something like Spin, just because, I mean...
On social media, you know, I'll mention that on your website, whatever accounts you have, you know, to increase more viewership.
Yeah, I need to actually update my website because I know on my biography, my EPK, I've got a bunch of links there to like websites, but some of those are old, you know, are older ones. So I need to put in some new ones, I think, just that are a little bit newer. I've been meaning to do that actually. That's one of those things on my to-do list. And also, if I get a quote from Spin, I'll probably replace the one I have. I mean, now I have Electronic Sounds, which is the biggest magazine I've been in so far, but Spin's probably even bigger than that. So I'll probably take that one down and put in a quote from Spin if it's a good quote.
We'll get more coverage coming on yourself if you've been featured on good resources. Then you have more chances of going, you know, on the upper class. There are certain, you know, tiers, as I mentioned to you, for publications.
Yeah.
Once you get started going on top tiers, then you have, you know, more chance of getting yourself onto major platforms as well. So
gotcha.
Obviously, with time. Okay.
Yeah, with time, it kind of just keeps rolling. Hopefully, I mean, that's, you know, we're trying. Obviously, that's the whole, I think, task of an artist is to try to get the ball rolling. Once it rolls, I mean, hopefully, it will pick up inertia, pick up gravity, and keep rolling, snowballing. You know, I mean, that's already happened to some degree, but it's just been.
You get more chance of getting new events. You know, there are a lot to it, you know. And you as an artist know how to over these kind of sources.
Gotcha. Okay, one other quick question. So I was reading a little bit about, so like I went on the websites of some of the sources you mentioned. Like I was looking at like LA Weekly and I was looking at the Village Voice and, you know, Spin and some other sources just to kind of see what their policies were. Some of them said that if someone pays to get an article, you know, they do that, but they, it's you know, they put that it's paid content. So I wondered if that would apply to the situation.
No, this won't be the case.
It won't be the case because you guys have writers, I guess, that work for you that also work for them, I guess. Yeah.
The agency has worked directly with these sources. So when we get these kind of sources coming up from them, we don't face such a difficulty that this is a paid service or anything like that.
They yeah, so it will come up as just an editorial feature or an editorial review.
They require stories, they require artists, of course. So we pitch in a way that they actually, you know, get it out through these, you know, team editors or,
uh-huh.
you know, contributors. So that won't be shown as something paid. You know, on paid, it is the same source, the same, like, P-News. You know, these kind of publications, press releases. So it's mentioned that this is a press release. But these are featured articles I'm talking about. That's
so
the
these are actual... is expensive, because I understand. So you're paying journalists that work for, say, Spin to then include, I guess. Okay, that makes sense.
Featured, you know, yeah. So if you're getting yourself featured on good platforms, if you're getting it for 100, 200, obviously that's a good service. But if you're getting yourself featured, like the whole order of the batch in such a manner acceptable. So they charge. But obviously you should know the contents and everything for that. So it's all PR agencies that take care of these kind of things.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that makes sense. All right, so my last question is, what was my last question? Let me think about it for a second. Will this actually include like a review of the record? I mean, is it like sort of like a journalist reviewing the record, or will it appear that way as an actual review, or is it more like what exactly is the, or is it more like a press release? Like, I mean, I know it's not technically a press release, but how does it appear? I mean, is it kind of like a review? Like, oh, because I actually have a couple of, in that other magazine I was in, Blitz. I mean, that was an actual review of my record. You know what I'm saying? Like someone actually listened to it and reviewed the songs. Is that what this would be?
No, sir. They won't be the article for Spin, for example. There'll be a featuring article about yourself, Beowulf.
Okay.
The whole story, give an idea, like how the artist actually works and who is he, what kind of a work that he does, what's making him different, right? And in the end, that we can, if you want, we can mention about your latest album.
Okay, and one other quick question too. So I worked with, so the music is all me. I mean, I wrote the songs and produced the music, but I work with other vocalists. I'm not a vocalist myself. So will it also mention those people, or like what? How should I handle that since I work with other vocalists?
We can mention that you work or collaborated with you know, people if you want to mention. Of course, once the content is coming out from them. Won't get it published until you give us the approval. Want to have some information, but obviously we will make sure that everything checks out. You know, not show us.
Okay.
Well. Obviously your feedback is there, but the team will get it reviewed through the PR agency, and this has the revised information that this can be accepted. And if you say yeah, this is okay, then we will get it published.
Gotcha. So then that goes in. And once that happens, once it, let's say, like, it's the same article in all three publications, like Spin and the other two, it's the same one, basically.
No, it won't be the same. They will be different from one another.
Oh, they will. Okay, good, good. Okay, so that's fantastic. And one other quick question. Let's see. How long, once those articles come out in those magazines, Spin and the other two, and I told Ken he should just pick from the other two because I'm not familiar with them, so I figure he can pick the best ones that he thinks best for me.
Yeah, we were working with the PR. We have a PR team with us as well. And
okay.
They look out for, you know, such things. So
and they'll probably pick what's best for my genre. And,
you know, industry specific. They will look into it, whichever is best for you, and then get it out.
Gotcha. Okay, so my other question is, once those articles come out, how long from that point, you said that's maybe in about the next, like, few weeks to a month. Like, once that happens, how long until the page goes up? I mean, I'm just curious the time frame.
The articles are live. I will just send you a revised copy of the draft for your profile. That will be edited with the correct information on the sources that were featured upon. And send it over to you for your review, and if there's no other changes, we will start the submission. That would be myself. So once that is done, it takes normally takes about maximum for the approval and evaluation of the profile from Wikipedia about 2-3 weeks time, maximum 4 weeks a month. That's it.
Okay, and that's after the articles come out, I guess.
After the articles are like the submission process.
That makes sense. And also these articles, I suppose they'll probably come up pretty high. If I search my name Wave Wolf on Google, I imagine they'll probably come up pretty high, right? That they're in terms of the Google search.
Obviously, this article will be getting on Google. They will index it on Google, but obviously it will start appearing within a few days, right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I've had some experience with this working with the other. Yeah, usually what happens is they start out pretty low down, but if you search them several times and you click on them, they start going higher and higher, I've noticed. You know, with other articles that I've been in and stuff.
Yeah, viewership of those articles, obviously Google will show it on top pages when you search.
Sure, okay. Gotcha. Okay, that all sounds good. I mean, I guess step is you send me.
Works.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that's how the Google algorithm works when someone
works.
Viewership of that article will start appearing on much higher level, like searches for Wigwolf. This article will be appearing hopefully on the first page.
Cool. Okay, that sounds great. So I'm ready to move forward with the next step, and whenever you want to send me the form, I mean, I'll fill out the form, I'll send you the money, all that stuff, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, you need to go ahead with the payment, and as soon as the payment is done, we'll send you the article brief form that you need to fill it out.
Well, you send me, do you do it through PayPal, or how do you do that?
Let me check, sir. The first payment you did was from a bird. Let me check with the finance. Can you give me a second?
Sure.
insurance sorry for the long way. So they said
okay.
that you used a card ending with 2722.
Okay. Yeah.
So should we process $3,000 onto it?
So I've already processed the $500, but now you're going to process another 1,000, is what you're saying, yeah?
$500 was for your, that you paid, initial payment that you made was for $500 on this card. For the
yes, that's right.
Profile. So should we process the same card for $1,000?
Yes.
All right, so let me go ahead and ask them to process it. And once it goes through, I will send you the information that has been processed. Because the article will
okay.
come. And once you receive it, you just need to fill it out and send over the information.
Okay.
So let me ask them to process it. Do you want to stay with me on the phone for this?
Sure.
All right, just give me a sec. Thank you for holding, Nicholas. Yes, the payment have gone through. So let me
okay.
just go ahead and send you the detail over the email, and you just need to fill that
okay.
out.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your help. I'm looking forward.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so we'll be
okay.
working
all
with
right.
this on the project hand-to-hand. If you have any queries, I'm here to help you out.
Okay, sounds good. All right, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you, Nicholas. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Okay, bye.
Thank you.